Hello, friends, and welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Seattle on the west coast of the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for their support for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate all your help and support, because I know together we can and will create a much better and happier world. We've been trying to reach Tetsu Shiratori in Tokyo, Japan. We've having some technical difficulties, but I hope to get him on here very, very, very soon. I wanted to tell you all that Tetsu's film will be shown at my Galactic Wisdom Conference next month on March 10th. Conference will be held at the Washington RV and Events Center at 9101 Stillicum Road, Southeast in Olympia, Washington, zip code 98513. And for more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. If you have any questions, you can always email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And also, you can call me as well at 509-750-9793 in the United States. Or you can call me toll-free at 1-888-879-8339. I just want to tell my producer that Tetsu is calling me on my Skype line, but he's not picking up. So we'll try to keep reaching him. I need some help with the conference and in marketing and answering emails. And if you can help, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and you'll get free admission. We talked about the changes in the planet. Michiko, are you still there?
Here, hi.
Hi there.
Tetsu. Hi, Ted. Tetsu said, I can't get connected with Tetsu.
A little bit about his background. He's Japan's most famous spiritual film director, actor, and voice actor. For many years, he started as a film director. Acted as a film director while working as a voice actor of various television, theater, film, and animation sequences. His movies include Stone Age, Theater Open, Education of the Soul, The Era of Inauguration, The Theater.
Hello.
Oh, good, he's there. Good. Tetsu, hi. I'm so glad you finally connected with us.
I'm sorry. I don't understand how to connect this. Sorry.
Oh, good. That's all right. That's all right. Yeah. In Spanish, they say más o menos. It makes no difference. We're on the line now, which is good.
Well, Ted, más o menos means more or less.
More or less.
So.
Okay. Well, you're the Spanish speaker. I'm not. But
right.
Anyway.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. Let me tell some good words about Tetsu. His movie Prayer has won awards at numerous international film festivals, including the New York Manhattan International Film Festival Grand Prix, the California Film Award Gold Prize, the Indonesia International Peace and Equality Film Festival of Excellence Award. And he's just released his new film, Reading, which will be focusing on the life and times of the famous American psychic Edgar Cayce. This film will be shown for the first time in North America at the my Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, on Saturday, March 10th at 2 p.m. Yes. And for more information, you can see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. The cost for the conference is $197, but if you'd like to come just for a day, the cost for a day is $100, or Friday's free, March 9th, when you can come and meet all the presenters and have a good time. I really like Tetsu. Tetsu, you have a heart of gold to do the kind of spiritual work you do.
Tetsu さんは心がもう本当に金のような心を持っていますねってこの素晴らしい映画を作って。ありがとうございます。 I always feel, thank you so much. I always feel that I want to make the beautiful movies that can be helpful for all the humanities.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'm so happy to have you on my show today, Tetsu.
今日は本当にいらして ラジオに出てくださってありがとうございます。
こちらこそです。本当ありがとうございます。こんな貴重な機会をいただきまして。
Well, thank you so much for for also inviting me for this to this interview today.
Well, you're a special man, and I will keep my questions short.
質問を短くしますので、ごめんなさい。私が通訳するんで、なるべく短くしてくださいねとお願いしました。
わかりました。はい。
はい。
All right. Okay, good. Now, translating today is Michiko Hayashi. She's the director of the Modal Peace Project. And I want to thank you, Michiko, for translation today.
Well, you're welcome. I hope I can do it well because I'm not a professional translator.
No,
so
you do better than you think.
Just wish me luck.
You do better than you think. Well, as long as I don't have to translate into Spanish, which would be a disaster, I'm sure. I'll make these short questions. I'd like to add a few.
Okay.
I first want to ask. Tell me, Tetsu, about the brain cancer you had.
Oh, あの脳腫瘍をについてあの以前患われた脳腫瘍についてちょっとお話ししてくださいますか。
はい。あの今からちょうど10年ぐらい前になるんですけれども、私はい、あの脳腫瘍になりました。
About 10 years ago, I had this tumor, brain tumor.
Okay.
あの話すことができなくなって、声が出なくなって、筋肉がなくなるって、あのもう死の恐怖に直面しました。
I was not able to talk anymore. I lost all my muscles, and so I was confronted with death. At that time, I was really scared.
それでその時に私自身があのやったことはその自分の意識の中にある不浄なものを全部受け入れて許し続けるってことをし続けました。
Okay, and at that time what I did was I accepted everything that was within my consciousness that was not good, that was not the selfish myself and everything, including everything that I accepted by myself.
Mm-hmm.意識の中にある例えば怒りっていう感情とかもその時まで遡ってって全部その時を受け入れ続けて最後に謝り続けたんです。
Okay, and then what I did was I had anger within my consciousness from the long, long, long time ago. And then what I did was I accepted it, I acknowledged it and accepted it. And at the end, I apologized and I kept doing that.
全ての感情は全部その肉体に出てるってことをその時に知っていきました。
And then at that time I learned that all the emotions that I've had in the past will come appear to the emotion, to the physical body.
例えばあの怒りという感情はやっぱり最終的に肝臓を痛めます。
Okay, for example, the emotion of the anger, will appear in the liver and will hurt your liver.
悲しみはあの肺ですね。抑うつは肝の。
Sadness comes to the lung and
そして抑うつは胆のですね。Stagness.
Stagness is what? 胆の。胆のは？
嫉妬したりすると強制。
ちょっと待ってくださいね。It comes to it appears in all the parts of the physical body. Okay.
Interesting.
それらを全部あの私自身がまずその時の感情まで遡って、そしてそれを受け入れ続けて、許し続けたんです。
And what I did was I went back to the time of the beginning time of how I started to have that, all the different kinds of emotions, like anger and sadness and all that. And then I started to acknowledge it, accepted it, and then started to forgive everything, going back to that time.
そしたら声が少しずつ出始めてって筋肉が元通りになり始めました。
And then I learned that I started to have gain my voice, and then the muscles started to come back to me.
そこで知ったのはあの全ての感情だけではなく感覚や思考とかも全部その自分の肉体に出てるってことを知っていきました。
Then I learned that all not only emotions affect my body, but my all the senses and everything is affecting the body.
意識っていうのは波動を持ってて、その波動を許すことで、変えていく、そういう作業を私自身がしてたんです。
And consciousness is also vibration 波動。And then, so by forgiving it, then everything will come back. That's something that I learned.
そこで知ったのは、その意識というものをいかに調和を取らしていくか、それがあの調和を取れる肉体にしていく、それから調和を取れる世界にしていくんだってことを知りました。
Okay, and then I learned that consciousness is showing us how important it is to have to live in harmony, and then in within the body and also within the consciousness, also we have to create the world in the harmony so that the world will be everything is related. So that's what I learned. Every consciousness needs to be in harmony in with the nature also.
ハーモニーが取れてない意識というのがやっぱり意識の中に残ってましたら、それをやっぱり手放して許すと、だんだんだんだんその調和が取れてきます。
Okay, so.When we learn that when the harmony is not in balance in them within our consciousness, then what we can do is to forgive it, for to release it and forgive it, forgive, then everything will be start to be in harmony.
意識というものが現実を作ってるってことを私はその脳死を乗り越えた時に知りました。
Then when I had this brain cancer, I learned that our consciousness is creating the reality.
最終的にその1年近く私の意識の中にあるものを許し続けて、その1年後あの脳を調べたところ、そのブレインキャンサーがなくなっていました。
Okay, then what I did was for whole 1 year at that time, I kept forgiving my consciousness, all these negative emotions I had. And then after 1 year, I checked once again to see what the brain cancer was, and then it was gone.
Wonderful.
Okay, go ahead, Ted.
That's wonderful.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
You know, what you're saying...Your message is good for so many people.
あなたのメッセージは本当にたくさんの方々に役に立つメッセージですね。
Because,
ありがとうございます。
Because,
Thank you.
Because people and many people, many doctors and nurses do not realize that emotions cause physical problems.
たくさんの、あの、なぜかというと、たくさんのお医者様とか、かあの看護師さんたちは、私たちの感情がそういう病気を作るってことを知らないから、このメッセージは大事ですね。
そうですね。あの、yes. 感情だけではなくて、思考とか感覚というのも、うん、あの、私たちの肉体に影響を及ぼしている、そのことを私は知りました。
Okay. I learned that.Not only emotions, but our thoughts and our just senses are everything are related to our or creating our body, the physical body.
意識というものが全部その振動してて、その波動を持ってるから、この現実の世界に影響を与えるって、そのことを私自身その納得しました。
And I...It was so convincing to me that our consciousness has vibration or frequency, and that is hado vibration. Then it creates the reality, and that was something that I deeply learned from this tumor.
Wow.
逆に言えば、あの調和を取った意識というものが、世界を平和にしていく、肉体を平和にしていく、そしてその国や地球を平和にしていく、そういうことを私自身知りました。
In another word, I learned that the harmony of the consciousness creates the harmony of the body, of our body, and that creates the harmony of the earth in the universe.
Beautiful. beautiful. Now, Tetsu.
Yes.
How did you become interested in Edgar Casey?
Edgar Casey に関心を持ったのはどういうきっかけですか？
ケイシーは日本では預言者として知られてまして、20年ほど前からその彼のサイキックな部分については関心がありました。
Edgar Casey is really well known in Japan as a person who predicted everything, and I had the interest in his work since about 20 years ago.
でも自分が脳腫瘍を乗り越えて実際にその自分自身の、意識と肉体そして魂のことを知っていく過程で、ケイシーというものを改めて見直す機会になりました。
And, But I, as I had this brain tumor, I had this, again, I had the opportunity to look into, my consciousness, my body, and my soul.
ケイシー自身はその予言的部分よりもむしろ人を助けたい、難病克服そういったその人助けっていうものが根本にあることを、改めて知るようになったんですね。
Okay, and then I noticed that Edgar Casey was rather than giving the prediction or anything, but he always wanted to be service for other people. He wanted to help people.And that was something that I really learned at that time.
それでそのリーディングそのものが実際にその多くの難病の人たちを治癒させていく、それが日本で、始まっていることを知りました。
Ah, okay. And then I discovered that his readings were helping many patients with severe diseases, and learned another thing. Another important thing that I learned was that really started in Japan.
日本ではケイシーのリーディングを素直に実行して、がんの人が治ったり、あと子宮筋腫が治ったり、あとは乳がんが治ったりする人たちが多く今出ています。
今現在ですね。
そうですね。
Okay, now in Japan.There are many, many people who go through the readings of Edgar Casey's and treating themselves or healing from getting treated or healed from diseases like cancer or cancer, the breast cancer and all the, so many people are being healed with severe diseases here in Japan right now.
それでそのケイシーのリーディングがすごく実用的で科学的で合理的であるってことがそこで私自身、腑に落ちたんです。
And I really noticed or learned that his reading, Edgar Casey's readings are very practical, very scientific, and very, helpful for people.
で助かった人たちの証言を聞くうちにケイシーのリーディングの大元をより理解するようになってきました。
And so I after that I started to hear all these stories about people how they were healed or had Edgar Casey's readings have been helping those people. Then I learned that how important the basic or the very original messages that Casey had.
その心の問題が肉体に影響を及ぼしていく、そしてその魂の経験が、肉体に影響を及ぼしていく、そのことがリーディングに書かれていることを知りました。
I discovered that the reading said, his reading said that the problem, the mind problem create, affects, the body, and also, the problem of the spiritual problem causes the problem of the physical body.
魂の記憶が、ケイシーのリーディングでは内分泌性に影響するっていうのもその過程で知っていきました。
内分泌性。I learned that through studying all these, I learned that the memory of our spirit, the spiritual memory or the memory that our souls remember affects our body. I don't know how to call this, but the body, the problem of the body.
魂っていうものが、肉体を失ってもずっと記録され続けていて、その記録されている情報が、このフィールドに残ってる、そのことも深く納得した次第です。
Okay. And then the souls, the information that soul has, or soul or spirit always stays in this field, even though the physical body is gone and it is stored or recorded in the spirit, in its spirit, and then the information stays in this field as an energy.
あの生きてきたすべての、感情、感覚、思考、それらはこのエネルギーフィールドに蓄積され続けていて、それが私たちの今この現象を起こしている、そのことがリーディングによって、より理解ができるようになりました。
And then by, studying these readings, I learned that all the information, all the, emotions and thoughts and everything that we've had in this,through this our lifetimes stays in this energy field and that affects the our reality of now and that's something that I learned through these readings
魂で生きる視点その視点についてあのリーディングはあの確信が描かれていることを私自身、理解しました
はい then I understood that, or I could see that the importance of seeing the importance of living connected with your understanding your our souls or spirits. It's not just physical body, but the soul and spirit is so important, and that's what we have to see.
その魂の記憶をクリーニングする方法が他者に捧げること、そしてその恩寵に生きること、そうやって生きるのが人類の進化の道筋だと、理解するようになりました。
And then I came to understand that the living, the importance of living spiritually and cleaning that all the memory of the emotions that how we lived in the past.And then living for the service of other people is the process to live well, and that is to for this harmonious earth. And that's something I really learned, and the important things that I learned.
Wow.
今度のこのリーディング映画ではそういうそのこれからの人類の道筋生き方の道筋が描かれた映画となっています。
Okay, so this reading, the movie, the reading in this movie, it shows how we can live for this, for the future, for this, how well, how to live, to be in harmony with this nature. And that shows how to live.
シアトルで上映の際、ぜひ、皆さんご覧ください。
I hope many people will come to see this, movie, the readings in...during this TEDS conference in March in Seattle, in Olympia, Washington.
Tetsu, you are a gift to the world.
あなたはもう世界にとってのこの世にとっての素晴らしいプレゼントですね。
ありがとうございます、Tetsu. Thank you so much.
Well, my pleasure, Tetsu. We've got about a half hour left, and I also wanted to ask you, what did you think of Dr. Masaru Emoto?
あと30分ぐらいありますのでちょっと聞きたかったんです。はい、まだ30分あります。はい、江本先生のことをどのようにお考えですか、思いですか？
ですね、私の人生の恩人です。
He is my mentor and my master.
私がその脳腫瘍になった時に、自分自身が過去の感情と向き合ってきたきっかけがまさしく江本勝さん の波動カウンセリングにありました。
Okay. When I had this had brain cancer, I remember that I had to confront with this past life and past emotions, and that was something that I had learned from Dr. Emoto.And I remembered it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 江本勝先生が波動カウンセリングをやったその時のことを私自身が、自分の体験を通じてですね、学んでいった ことが自分の今の命をいただけている大きな感謝になってます。
Okay. Dr. Moto was giving Haro treatment to others, and that was one of the most important experiences I had. I myself had the Haro treatment from him too, and that was how how I have my life now. And thanks to Dr. Moto, Haro treatment really was effective then, and I have my life now.
So if Dr. Moto had not treated you with the Haro machine, you would not be living now.
では、I don't know if he treated personally or not, but anyway, ハドカウンセリングというものがなければ、では白鳥先生監督の今の命はなかったということですか？
おっしゃる通りですね。
That's correct.
Well, I'm so glad that Dr. Emoto saved your life.
それ、私は本当にドクターエモトが鉄さんの命を助けてくださってよかった、嬉しいと思います、ありがたいと思います。
こちらこそです。
And he used the Haro machine to help save your life?
その時には、波動機を使って のカウンセリングというか治療なんですか？
そうです。江本先生がやってた MRI という機械がありまして、はい、その機械を、受け継がれて吉野内誠一郎さんという方が、
はい、
実際に私の肉体についてをカウンセリングしていただきました。
Okay. Dr. Moto used to use the Haro device called MRI. And that's a Haro machine that Dr. Moto was always using. And the person who actually treated me was Yoshi, Seiichiro Yoshinouchi. He was the best student of Dr. Moto's. And Seiichiro Yoshinouchi treated me and scanned everything of my physical body and treated me with this machine.
And so he helped save your life.
だからそうってことは彼があなたの命を助けてくださったってことですかね。
そうですね。はい。
That's correct.
All right. Well, that says it all, I think, since my dear listeners around the world, that says it all about how effective these machines can be. And Seiichiro, the same person, will be at my conference next month on March 12th and 13th.
Okay. 3月、来月のテッドのコンファレンスに吉野内さんもいらっしゃるんですね。はい、この波動機を持って、ハズタマセラピーの機会を持って。で、今、皆さんに、この、ラジオをお聞きのリスナーの皆さんに、来月、吉野さんいらっしゃるのでこの波動機というものがどれだけ有効であるかということがお分かりいただけたと思いますって今おっしゃってました。
そうですね。
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. Now, also, Sidney Kirkpatrick will be at my conference too in person.
シドニー・パトリックさんが、私、テッドさん、私の、コンファレンスに、いらしてくださいますよ。
そうですか。はい、シドニーは映画リーディングにも出演してくださいまして。
はい。Okay. Oh yeah. Sydney is in this movie, The Readings also.
大変にケーシーについてお詳しいことを研究されてて、私もエキサイティングしました。彼と出会って。
And I was so excited as I met Sydney also because he's studied a lot on Edgar Casey and his research is really deep and he knows so much about Edgar Casey's readings.
Yeah. Well, we've become, Sydney and I are friends. I consider him a friend and we've become I've had some really good conversations with him recently.
結局シドニーと僕はだんだん親しくなりまして、これを通して親しくなって、とてもいい友達になったので。
それは素晴らしい。
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, he's a good man. He'll be flying in from the ARE to give a presentation at my conference.
ARE から今度は飛行機に乗ってといらっしゃって、自分僕のコンファレンスに実際に直接参加してくださいます。
ああ、それは楽しみですね。
Oh, that's wonderful. Everybody should be looking forward to it. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, he's a well-known author, written many books.
あの彼はとてもあの有名でたくさん本を書いていらっしゃるので、はい、あの、はい、とても著名なあ作家です。
はい、
作家でもありますね。
I will keep my sentences short.
はい、文章を短くします。私林さんが通訳しやすいように。
But ARE in Virginia.
バージニアの ARE は
has all the readings that Edgar Casey did for everyone.
エドガー・キーシーが行ったあの皆さんに行ったリーディングをすべてがそこに保存されているということですよね。
はい、そうですね。
はい、That's right.
They have that in their library.
うん、その、図書館の中にすべてが保管されている。
So if, for example, if you're a man and your hair, you're losing hair, you're going bald.
もしも例えばですよ、もしもあなたが男性で髪の毛がだんだん少なくなっていって、うん、あの 薄毛になってきたとしたならば、
You can go to the Edgar Casey Library.
その場合には、エドガー・ケイシーの図書館に行って、
And find a solution for baldness.
で、それで薄毛のをいかに増やしていくか対処法がそこの中から調べることができるということですよね。
はい、That's right. Edgar Casey was extremely successful in treating people.
うん、なぜかというとエドガー・ケイシーはとてもたくさんの人を本当に実際に、助けて治癒させてそれがとても成功したということですね。
そうですね。
うまくいったと。
So, はい、So Edgar Casey's healing lives on.
だからエドガー・ケイシーのヒーリングというものは治療そのもの治療法というものは今も実際に有効であるということなんです。
The purpose of my conference next month.
僕の来月の、カンファレンスの目的は
has two components.
二つあるんです。
First is to raise consciousness.
一つはみんなの意識を高めること。
はい。
And that includes new ways of healing people.
それはその中には新しいその人々を治療する人々の病気などを治療する新しい方法。
And also
最新の方法ですね。はい。
And also to let people know that we have a whole family of galactic friends outside of this planet to help us.
あともう一つは。この地球外の、ギャラクティック生命体、地球外生命体が私たち全員をこうやって、まあ、治療、助けてくれているということを知ると。手助けしてくれてあげる。
And the conference is much more than just seeing UFOs in the sky.
このコンファレンスというのは、ただ UFO、空を見上げて UFO を見るだけじゃなくて、それよりもっともっと深いものがあるんです。
Because my galactic friends say they're going to be there.
なぜかっていうと、ギャラクティック、僕のギャラクティックの、上から地球外生命体の地上にいる人たちは、このコンファレンスの期間にはそこにいてくれると言ってくれるので、言ってくれてますので。
And for anyone who would like to talk to benevolent extraterrestrials,
善良な地球外生命体の人たちの方たちと話をしたい方たちは、
I can bring them in and anyone can talk to them through me.
それで、そのような方々のためには、僕が、チャネラーになりますので、僕を通してコミュニケーションを取ることができますので。
Or I can teach them how to do their own communication.
または、彼ら、そういう方々にとってはどうやって、コミュニケーションを取るかの方法も教えてあげます。
I only communicate with the benevolent extraterrestrials.
私は、善良な、ET の方々としかコミュニケーションを取りません。
Which are from the Galactic Alliance.
それはその善良な人たちっていうのは生命体っていうのはギャラクティックアライアンスって言って、地球外のギャラクティックの方です。
And I know they're listening to this today.
で彼らは今日このラジオを聞いているってことも私は知っています。ギャラクティックの銀河系ですね。はい。
I do not ever contact the negative entities or the reptilians.
僕はあの絶対に、悪質な悪い生命体だとかまたはレプティリアン、爬虫類人系の、地球外生命体とはコンタクトを取ることは一切ありません。
Tetsu, I want to ask you a question.
はい、一つ聞きたいことがあります。
はい。
Let's say someone has cancer listening to my show today.
例えば、どなたが今日、今、ラジオを聞いている方で、がんを患っている人がいるとします。
What advice would you give them?
どのようなアドバイスをいたしますか、テッドさん。
はい。先ほどテッドさんおっしゃった通り、実はケイシーのセンターには、たくさんのそのトリートメントについて書かれています。
Okay. As, Ted just said, in the center of Edgar Cayce's center, there are so many documents given by Cayce.
例えば、がんについても、そのがんのテーマを調べると、膨大な量の情報が残ってます。
Okay. For example, if you want to do some research on cancer, there's so much, I mean, very much enormous information on cancer.
ケイシーのリーディングでは特にそのがんは血液の劣化、血液が汚れてるっていうふうに言われてます。
Okay, and according to the readings of, of Casey's, the cancer is said that it's the blood being dirty or stagnant.
その血液をきれいにするために、ひまし油、カスタラルオイルを使ったり。
カスタ、何ですか？
カスタラルオイル、ひまし油ですね。
はい。So, to clean the blood for those people, he recommended using the oil called castor oil. Is that what you call
it? Castor oil. Yes, castor oil. I've heard about castor oil. Yes.
Is to clean the blood.
それとか、あと、食事を変えると、食物由来の作物ものに変えていく。
And also recommends people to eat the food that comes from herbs and natural herbs or vegetables.
で食事を変えることと同時に意識を整えていくこと、それが大切になってきます。
And also adjusting as well as having the goodhabit of food based on vegetables and herbs, and the importance is to adjust your our consciousness and our emotions.
心の中に残ってる怒りや悲しみ、そしてそういった感情を全部まずは認めてあげること、そしてそれを許していくこと、それも同時に重要になってきます。
And also realizing or noticing about your own emotions such as anger or sadness, and then accept such emotions and forgive them. This is really another very important process to heal the disease of cancer.
自分自身のすべてを愛してあげること、ネガティブなものも含めて、それは自分が出したものとして、喜んで愛してあげること、そこがとても必要になります。
Okay, and also accepting your negativity of yourself and accept it and then and forgive it and love yourself deeply. And that's another important process.
そしてその愛で満たされるということがやっぱり調和になっていきますので、肉体の調和につながっていきます。
Okay. And then when you are really filled with love, then that will be giving the well, the harmony of your physical body. And that will create, that will give you the best health in the physical body and everything.
自分のそのすべてを認め尽くす。そして、それらを全部愛し尽くす、そこがとっても重要になります。
And accept everything you have, everything you are, and love yourself the way you are deeply. And that is all these are the most important parts.
必ず乗り越えられます。
then you, anyone who has disease of cancer will be able to conquer healing yourself, treating yourself, for, and get rid of these or recover from cancer.
繰り返しになるんですけど、あのやっぱり食事をまず変えることが、その意識を変えることと同時に重要になってきます。
Again, the important thing is to change the eating habit. It's really important as well as your, as well as adjusting your consciousness. This eating habit is very important to eat something well, to eat, vegetable and food based on vegetables.
What about not eating
not
meat?
お肉を食べないってことはどうなんですか？
あのお肉自体がその体を酸性化しやすくなるので、癌の時はあの特に控えた方が良いと思います。
When you are having cancer, it's better best not to eat meat because it it is not good for them, for the health, for the for your body, for the when you are having that cancer.
Does meat lower vibration?
お肉はその波動が低いってことですか？
ですね、血液を酸化させやすくしていくので、
It dirties the blood.、うん
okay. それでその波動自体もやっぱり、体にそのネガティブなものを取り込みやすくなるので、
So it gives, creates the negative information at the level of vibration.
ですので、血液をきれいにしていくことためには、クレソンとかですね、人参とか、そういったそのベジタブルを極力取るようにするのが中心になります。
To be able to cleanse the blood, the best food that, best food is like,croissant, the vegetable croissant, and mm-hmm. also carrots. Those are really good vegetables that and Tetsu was recommended. Like, he's recommending.
Like lettuce, for example?
Croissant, it's a vegetable.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
The green leaves.
Mm-hmm. Green leaving, okay. Mm-hmm.
クレソン自体はですね、水がきれいなところで育つ野菜なので、なおさら
クレソン grows only where the water is really clean, so that's why it's really good for cleaning.
Water. I know what you're talking about. Water、mm-hmm. crescents. I think that's it.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
それでその人参は血液のこう固める力が強くなるので、免疫が高まりやすくなるんですね。
And carrots.Boosts up the immunity.
Ah, okay. Wonderful.、
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
ぜひそういう食べ物を変えることと、あと意識を変えるっていうことを試みてください。
And so I really recommend everyone to change the eating habit to a good food and also to change the consciousness and also, yeah, consciousness.
There's also a doctor named Dr. Simoncini.
Simoncini さんっていうそのイタリアのお医者様がいらっしゃって。
はい。
Yeah.
Okay.
And he uses baking soda to change the body to alkaline if you have cancer, for example.
彼は何をするかというと、重曹を使って、皆さん、その患者さんの体をアルカリ性に、
はい、
性にすると。
ああ、それ、ケイシーのリーディングでも。
そうですか。いや、ケイシーのリーディングは、それと同じことです。Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
アルカリ性に体をしていくことがとっても重要になります。
Mm-hmm. So making your whole body alkaline is really important.
そのためにお肉食べると酸性が強くなんで、
So when you eat meat, that doesn't create alkaline. It's opposite. Well, how do you call that?
アルカリ性
にしていく。Acid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes it acid.
So meat creates acid, so it's not good. That's why it's best not to eat meat at that time、mm-hmm. when you have cancer.、
Mm-hmm. Before I forget, I want to give out Tetsu's website.
あ、ちょっと忘れる前にまだあの鉄さんの、ウェブサイトをお知らせをしたいと思います。
はい。It's simply www.officetetsushiratori.com and I'll spell that office, O-F-F-I-C-E, no spaces, lowercase, and then T as in Ted, E, T as in Ted, S-U-S-H-I-R-A, T as in Ted, O-R-I.com. And I'm just giving that out for people if they want more information about Tetsu.
あの白鳥監督の情報をもっと知りたい方のためにこの今ウェブサイトをお知らせしました。
ありがとうございます。
Tetsu, I consider you Japan's most spiritual film director.
僕はあの白鳥監督のことを日本国内においてはもうベストなスピリチュアルムービーディレクターだと思います。プロデューサーだと思います。
ありがとうございます。
And many, you're welcome, my friend. many people around the world are looking for direction.
たくさん、世界中のたくさんの人々が今どの方向に向かって生きていったらいいのかっていうその方向性をね模索しています。
And advice about how to make this world a better place.
それで、どのようにこの地球をこの世の中を良くしていったらいいかっていうそのアドバイスをいただきたいんですけれども。
We have about 8 minutes left, and I want
8分しか残っていないんですけれども。
I want you to answer if you like on how
もしできたら
people can make this world a better place。
できたらその答えをアドバイスいただきたいです。
はい。あのまず大切なのは自分自身が許せないと思っている感情を許すことがまず大切になってます。
Okay. The most important thing is to forgive the emotion that I feel that I cannot forgive it.
それを許し続けて、そして自分の中にあるものをすべて手放し続ける。それが、
okay. And then please forgive the emotions that you cannot you feel you cannot forgive. So you keep forgiving it, then you keep accepting it.
相手を許すことは自分を許すことにつながってきます。
Forgiving the other person, another person is related to forgiving yourself.
そしてその出来事自体を感謝するようになると、相手へ愛とか祝福を送れるようになってきます。
Then, so if you forgive what happened or the all that things that happened to cause this, the feeling of I can't forgive it, then by forgiving it, then you start to feel appreciation for that, and then you start to feel love for that and for the other person. That means you start to feel love for yourself deeply also.
How does the Ho'oponopono prayer relate to what you said?
Ho'oponopono はあなたが今おっしゃっていることにどのように関連していますか？
私自身、自分の中を許し続けることで、そして相手を許し続けることで、現実に相手が変わり始めるって体験を何度かしています。
I've had many experiences forgiving myself, keep forgiving other people and keep forgiving myself all these emotions, then I started to see that the other person has started to change. Also, I started to change. So that's the experiences I've had many times.
それはすべてこの量子レベルでみんなつながってるから起きるんですね。
That happens becauseEveryone and everything is connected at the level of quantum physics or quantum relationship.
自分の中にある相手を許し続けることで現実の相手も変わっていく。
So by forgiving another person or that friend or whoever it is that is existing within me, then relates to accepting or connected to accepting myself within myself. So the other person is me.
I hope you don't mind
We're related.
I hope you don't mind me asking this question to you, Michiko, but could you, could you please say this prayer for water, please?
Ah, okay. Ah, それで私にこの今このお水の水の祈りをしていただけたら嬉しいんですけれどもって言っておりますので、させていただきます。それほおぽのぽのですので、はい。はい、okay, let me hit this 528 Hz, okay? 528 Hz の音差をちょっと使わせていただきます。Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us. Please repeat, my friends. We have 4 minutes left. Go ahead.
Okay. Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water,
we love you.
Visualize the sparkling, beautiful, brilliant earth and water.
Dr. Emoto found that our thoughts are very powerful. So by doing this prayer now and visualizing a beautiful, bright planet with clean, lots of clean water, including clean water at Fukushima, we really do have a good effect on the planet.
Yeah. 私たちがこうやって祈ることによって、Emoto先生はその思いというものが水に伝わって水が全てをきれいにしてくれると。にのを伝えてますからこうみんなでこうやって祈ることによって福島のお水もきれいになっていくっていうのはもう間違いありません。
その通りです。
Okay, that's right.
We have 2.5 minutes left. And
今2分半ほどありますけれども。
And I want to give you the time, Tetsu and Michiko, to wrap up your beautiful interview
today. Tetsu さんにあと時間最後の時間使っていただいて2分半。何かお伝えしたいことがあったら最後お伝えしてください。
そうですね今回こういう機会いただいて本当に嬉しく思ってます。
I feel so grateful that you have given me this wonderful opportunity to talk during your show。
つい先日アメリカで銃乱射事件があって本当に私は心痛みました、
yeah. I felt so sorry and sad and I was hurt myself byseeing this news of the what happened in that shooting in the United States at the high school.
今多くの人がやっぱりその肉体だけの世界でものを見てしまうのであの現象が起きてるんだと思います。
I know that so many people are only looking at the physical body, the world of physical body, and that's why this happened, I think.
命はつながっていて、やっぱり他者を愛することは自分を愛することなんだってことに多くの人に気づいていただきたいと思います。
Okay. And I would like everyone to know that all the lives are reconnected and someone else's life is your life and we are all one. And that's something that I would like everyone to learn to know.
Beautiful. このラジオを聞きの皆さんにすべて愛を捧げます。ありがとうございます。
I would like to give all my love to everyone who's listening to this radio today, and thank you so much.
And I'd also like to spend a few seconds sending love and light to the people who lost their lives in Florida as well. Tetsu,
yes.
Thank you so much for coming on, and Michiko, you've been both very special, and I appreciate you both so much for coming on today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Everyone, thank you very much.
I hope you all have a beautiful and happy day. Uchuu no kanata ni